The Gemara Masechta Nida Daf Chaf Amud Beis tells us the story of Yalta, the wife of Rav Nachman. Aisa Damal Kame de Rabba Baba Chana brought a question of a marriage to Rabba Baba Chana, Vatimelo, and Rabba Baba Chana Paskin that it was Tame. Hoda Aisla Kame de Rav Yitzchak Bered Rav Yehuda. Then she brought the same question to Rav Yitzchak Bered Rav Yehuda Vedochele. And he said that it was Tahor. Asked the Gemara, Vahechi Avad Hachi, how could this have been done this way? Vatanya, haven't we learned in a Braisa? Chochem Shetime, if a Shaila came to a Chochem and he passed him that it's Tame, Ein Chaveru Shaila Hatter. The next Chochem may not say it's Tahor. Similarly, if the first Rav said it's Osir, Ein Chaveru Shaila Hatter. So how could, after Rav Yitzchak said it's Tame, after Rabbi Bochana said it's Tomei, how could Rav Yitzchak say it was Tomei? But here the Gemara teaches us an important halacha that Chochem Shetimei Ein Chaveru Rishoy Lahatar Osar Ein Chaveru Rishoy Lahatar. And there's a big machlokes Rishoyim, why is this the halacha? The Rashba, the Meiri, are of the opinion that it's an issue of Kavod HaChochem. It's a lack of kavod that if the Talmud Chacham said it's Tamei, that somebody else should say it's Tahar. However, the Ritva, the Rajba, the Ravid take the approach that once the first Rav said it's Asur, it falls in the category Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Desur, becomes a Shtik Isur, and once it becomes a Shtik Isur, we can now make it Mutter. There are many nafkaminas between these two pshatim. The first obvious nafkamina is if the first Rav is aware that the second Rav is prepared to take a different approach, and he's Michael. The first Rav is Michael. Says, I'm not worried about my COVID. So then we could change the psak. However, if the reason is Koshavya Nafshe Chaticha de Surah, so it became Osir. Once it became Osir, it can't become Mutter. Another Nafkamina will be if the first Rav was Makel and the second Rav wants to be Machmer. So if the issue is Kovid, so it makes no difference if the first Rav was a Machmer or a Makel. If we're concerned for the covet of the first Rav, we can't have the Psak changed. But if the reason is because Shavya Nafshe Chaticha De Isura, then this halacha will only apply when the first Rav was a Machmer. But if the first Rav was a Mekel, then the halacha of then it's not a situation of Shavya Nafshe Chaticha De Isura. Drama. In Yoruday Simmer Resh Mem Beis Sif Lamed Aleph, Paskins, it seems that it has to do with Shavya Nafshe Chaticha De Isura, and therefore, if the first Rav, it has to do with Kovid, and therefore, once the first Rav was Matter, the second Rav has no right to be Machmer, has no right to be Machmer. The Shach over there in Sifkotan Damit Nuntes says that the Ramah forgot a Toisvis and all the Rishonim that Paskin, that the only time the Psak of Al Gemara applies is when the first Rav was a Machmer, not when the first Rav was a Mekel. And in fact, the Gra agrees with the opinion of the Shach, quoting a Gemara in Masechta Brachos Daf Samach Gimel on the base, where the Gemara says, "Bishlam hu matar vehe matam nim lchumra, hu matam vehe matar hecha have, v'tanya chochem shetim ein chavei rishoy lahater, osa ein chavei rishoy lahater." So we see from that Gemara, says the Gra, like the Shach and like the Rishonim, that if the second Rav is being machmer, there's no problem. The Rabbi Kiva Eger, in over there in the Shulchan Aruch tries to explain the opinion of the Rama, and he makes a very interesting observation. But by the situation of Chacham Sha'asar, the Rama uses the word She'ein Chaveri Rishoy Lahatar. However, when we're speaking about a situation where the first Rav was Matar, was a Mekel, the Rama says, V'afilam hita rishik v'achola harosoy, ein l'sheini les mekoich shikol adas. So he says, look at the Rama. When the first Rav was Machmer, the Rama uses two words, very absolute. Ein rishoy, he has no right to be Mekel. He has no right to be Mekel even by the Eved. Why? Because as we said, once the first Rav was Machmer, the Shavya Nafshe Chitichud, it becomes a situation of Shavya Nafshe Chitichud Asura. And once it becomes a situation of Shavya Nafshe Chitichud Asura, that can't be changed. However, when the first Rav was Mekel, and as we explained earlier in our Shir, the reason why in that situation we shouldn't change the Psach is because only because it's a situation that we're concerned about the covet of the first Rav, and therefore we explain that if the first Rav is prepared to be Meichel on his covet, we don't have a problem. So there, the Rama is not so absolute. He says, Ein l'sheini lesser. It's not the right thing to do. And in fact, and I've neglected to say this, another nafkamina between these two pshatim is what's going to be the halacha if b'di'evit, the second Rav, issued a psak different than the first Rav. So if we follow the approach, so what's the halacha now? If we follow the approach of Shavya Nafshe Chetichid Yisura, so became Asur. Once it became Asur, it can't become Mutter. But if it's only a situation of COVID, that's the only consideration. So then, b'di'evid, if a second Rav issued a psak, which was contrary to the first Rav, then we could take a different, then b'di'evid would be acceptable. The Ritva says that this halacha, that a second Rav can't contradict the psak of the first Rav, even applies when the second Rav is of greater stature than the first Rav. However, the Shach, in Yerudei Reish Membei Sifkot Nun Gimel, quotes the Marik, that the Gemara says, Ein Chaveron. It's only when the two Rabbonim are of equal stature. But if the second Rav is of greater stature, then our entire Gemara's Psak doesn't apply. And he says that's the opinion of the Ritva as well. The Rishonim also point out that our Gemara is only referring to a situation, as we look in our Gemara, Tuma Isser, but when we're talking about Schus V'chiv, somebody was accused of doing something wrong, and he was and there was a psak given one way, there the halacha doesn't apply. Moreover, the mistake that we're talking about, say the Rishonim, is a mistake that involves Shikol Adas, where it required Svara. So a Svara, I could say one Svara, the other Rav could say another Svara. But if it's a Tar B'dvar Mishnah, where it's open Psak, which the Rav made an error in, there everybody agrees that the second Rav could overturn the Psak of the first Rav. It's actually a Gemara in Masechet Bechoris, Daf Chof Chesam Beis, where the Gemara says, Maisa B'parash Beis Menachem, Shenitla Eim Shalah, the womb of this animals was removed, V'chila Reb Tarfon L'Klovim, because he considered a Treifa, Uba Maisa B'alof Nechacham V'Tirum, then the Rabbanu were Mekel, and the Gemara explains over there the reason it was allowed to be done. How could they overturn that psak? Because it was a situation of a Tor B'dvar Mishnah. Daruch HaShulchan discusses this issue in Simen Reish Mem Beis, Sifkoten Samach Gimel, and he says, it's interesting, we quoted the Rima, but the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, don't quote this halacha. And he asks, it's an open Gemara that we learned in our Sugya, why is not quoted in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch? And he takes an approach very similar to what we just quoted. He says, we live in a world with a Baruch Hashem many Sfarim. And in the world that we live in, when everything is black and white, then this halacha doesn't apply. Because as we said, this halacha only applies when the machloek is in Svara, not when it's an open halacha, not when they are rayas. And since most machloekis that Rabbanim will have, most question that Rabbanim will have is man zeh, are all already dealt with in the Rishonim and the Achronim, that is not considered the case that we're referring to in our Gemara. And since that's not the case, then for a second psak may be followed. And that's the same opinion that I saw is the opinion of the Shalos HaTshuvos Mishnah Halachos, Chelek Ches, Simen Kuf Lamed Ches.